From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey called Tuesday for a ground operation with its international allies to end the war in Syria. A Turkish official said his country is pushing for the involvement of the U.S. and other allies in ground operations against the Islamic State group. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. Also, the United Nations announced Tuesday that aid convoys are being sent to besieged towns in Syria. Campaigning for Uganda's elections officially came to a close Tuesday. All the main presidential candidates held rallies. Elizabeth Paulett has more.
Tensions and uncertainty were high after the arrest Monday of presidential candidate Kizza Besigye. Although Besigye was held for only a short period of time, his arrest sparked massive protests at Makerere University and in downtown Kampala. Police dispersed the crowds with tear gas and live ammunition, resulting in multiple injuries and one fatality. Besigye was allowed to campaign on the final day and given a police-sanctioned route away from President Yoweri Museveni's final rally at the city's airstrip. Elizabeth Polov, Kampala.
The Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit is focusing Tuesday on the long-term peace, security, and prosperity for Southeast Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted the talks for a second day in California.
One of my main messages over the past 2 days has been the commitment of the United States to ASEAN and its people. That commitment is and will remain strong and enduring. With our strategic partnership, we have a framework to guide our ties for decades to come.
President Obama. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations moved to freeze their production Tuesday. They are trying to stop a drop in the price of crude oil, which has resulted from a glut of petroleum on world markets. This is VOA News.